Now, do you practice personal Kanban?
I do. Absolutely.
I thought that was a loaded question. Okay.
I'm a bit embarrassed to say I currently have three Kanban boards up at my at home. I still have my board up from last year just because it's interesting to see the differences in it and how it's evolved to the one that I have now just for me. But then I have one, my husband and I have one because we do a lot of our hobby is remodeling and restoring, and we use a lot of like salvaged, you know, windows and doors. We have kind of an older farmhouse that we're always remodeling and moving things around. And so we have a Kanban board that's broken up by, you know, small little projects that we can do in half a day or so, and medium size projects, and then great big projects, like we're moving our wood burning stove from the living room to the dining room. And so we use that. I used to have a honey-do list, and now we have our Kanban board, and you wouldn't believe how much it's helped, because we're just looking at, you know, one thing at a time. It's really improved our hobby of remodeling.
Do you have different color stickies for each other?
We do.
Okay.
Well, we don't have different stick color post-its for each other, but we have different colored post-its for the type of work, like great big projects. You know, one the like the small little maintenance tasks, those are green, and then the great big improvements, those are, you know, bright orange. And yeah, we use pink blocker notes if something's blocked, or if we're when we have a waiting column, if like we're waiting on a vendor or contractor or something. It's pretty funny. And you know, guests will come over and look at our board and want to know what's going on. It's pretty funny.